Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I'm afraid.
Of what?
I think the older
you'll
get,
never wake up?
No. Well, you're practicing dying. That's too much sleep.
Can you just answer your own question?
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
All right. Program.
This is a banger.
Not director, but the director of sports is saying, and Evan, you maybe can confirm, and if you can confirm, you get a victory lap. Jimmy Butler, lower back tightness?
Not ruled out.
Oh, boy. Well, we did. I don't know if we made a bet on this, but I did tell you that he wasn't going to play one of these games.
Yeah, you did say it, E.
Yep.
I'm looking good on a couple bets here at the station. Lakers, 6 seed. And then I got Willard and Dibbs. You and I got Willard and Dibbs on the hook for the Chiefs to make the playoffs and 50 wins for the Dubs.
Oh, a couple things I'll just update real quick on the Warriors. We'll get right back to the Niners.
Okay, lower back soreness.
According to Slater, Jimmy Butler has been added to the injury report tonight versus the Suns. He's now questionable with lower back soreness, front side of a back-to-back for the Warriors. Al Horford will not play tonight, so he can't start against the Suns on the front side of the back-to-back. And they'll have Horford tomorrow against the Kings.
And I hope he starts tomorrow. That's my big – the defense and Horford, you know, implementing him in what we do, Steiny, is just
– so if they
– I told you, man, I would start Tito. That's
so
just
if
me.
They come out today with a starting lineup of Quinton Post and somebody
– well, Horford's not playing.
I know. Yeah. And they get off to a great start, you're still going to go with Horford tomorrow. You know what I mean? Like, if the Warriors get up 20-7.
Yeah, well, because it's still early. We hadn't even got to 10 games yet. You're still Rubik's Cube. That's what Kerr's doing.
All right.
It is exciting to have hoop during the week for football.
Let me tell you something. You don't make any sweeping conclusions about the NBA till they're 15 games in. That's my new rule.
All right. And that's the Lakers, I ripped, won the game yesterday without Reeves and Luka. Portland, my ass. Come on, guys.
All right. We're getting back to the Niners. They play the Rams Sunday, and it's such a big game. If they win this game Sunday, they have the inside track at winning the division.
Man.
If they lose this game Sunday, then they're in a little trouble as it relates to the division. The playoff hopes will still be alive, but this is a real – this is. I was saying to you, Goo, it's too bad the trading deadline isn't after this game. Because they'll have real good sense of where they're at, either 7-3 or 6-4.
And I don't want to need Niner fan to run me off the road because I'm born and raised in the Bay. I got love for the Bay. And if the Bay's happy, I'm happy. And I'm serious, Steiny. We got 8 games to go. The Niners do at 6-3. But what you just said, if somehow they beat the Rams, they beat the Rams before. It happens in the NFL every week where you're shocked. But the bottom line is, if you're telling me they beat the Rams somehow and got the inside track for the division, you know what you're solidifying or basically guaranteeing? A playoff berth at minimum. And to me, with everything that's gone on, and we'll bring it up with Ross Tucker when he joins us, Donnie, like, I know you're like, oh, good game for the Stars, but the fact that Kyle and company are able to get this team with what they've lost, if this does happen to the playoffs, that's the Super Bowl for me from afar.
888-957-9570 is the number. Kyle Shanahan said it yesterday. It's Brock Purdy's team. And that Mac Jones, and either however well or poorly he's playing, it's unrelated to when Brock's coming back. He said when Brock is Brock, he'll be our starting quarterback. So now we wait to see how long it takes for Brock Purdy to get healthy. And my first thought is, well, this gives him more time either get healthy or to keep giving a crack to Mac Jones.
But what you're really not, I can't speak for you, but what it sounds like to me and what I feel, Steiny, is there's not a big difference or separation between these two quarterbacks under Kyle. So you got the best of both worlds. I just shout out R. Kelly and Jay-Z. They had a collab album, Steiny, but it was called that. You know what I mean? Like, yeah, hey, Brock, take your time, but the urgency is the bat signal's not in the sky if you catch my drift. I'm being real, man. It's just how I feel.
I mean, it's not crazy. And here's the thing that I was thinking of, and you guys tell me if I'm an absolute lunatic for this. So Kyle Shanahan, over his 9-year period, has shown if he gets the right quarterback, he can make him pretty good.
Yeah.
Did it with Garoppolo.
Come
did
on.
Did it with Purdy.
Come on now.
Mac Jones. Like, why wouldn't it be at least a part, like, why don't the 49ers just operate differently and say, we're not paying franchise quarterback type money because we've got a coach here that has won with multiple quarterbacks and we don't need a $50 million quarterback because Kyle Shanahan's so gifted, he can win with Mac Jones or Brock Purdy or Jimmy Garoppolo.
Hey, I feel you, Steiny, but hasn't Kyle, to his credit, given us two examples of if he sees something or he's feeling froggish, he'll leap? I thought that with Jimmy, and he saw something and fell in love with Trey Lance. And then for him, if he is thinking that way, which I accused him of, look at me, I can do it. Obviously, he didn't feel that way because he didn't want to operate that way, and he put a ring on Brock's finger to be with him for the foreseeable future.
Right. And now what we're finding out is they got another quarterback in here who didn't have a great reputation, and he's winning games for him. 888-957-9570. Let's go to Devin. Devin's in the Uber.
D.
What's going on, Devin? How you doing, man?
Hey, I'm good, man. How my guys doing?
Hanging in, baby.
Man, I wanted to. You know what's sad, man? Why are Niner fans sighing when it comes to the Niners? Like, you guys are 6-3, you know? And I find myself sighing talking about it. It's a winning record right now. The season ended today, you'd be in the playoffs. But you guys got this, what people are calling quarterback controversy. And I'm wondering if I think, again, Brock should sit down the rest of the year, I think. Mm. And I do think of Pat Willis. You feel me? Like,
right.
I think of him, an amazing talent gone too soon as far as football is concerned, you know? I think Mac is doing his thing. And I think the team is doing their thing. I think everybody's stepping up. I think the coaching staff is doing – like, I'm sitting here thinking, if you got to be a real hater to hate on this team right now. You know, there's guys
– I would agree with that.
They're putting in work, you know, and they're trying and they're fighting for the city of San Francisco and Santa Clara. So I did want to say that, but Mac has to be the guy. The only position – that's, you know, up there with the starting quarterback is probably the backup quarterback, you know, in times like these. And so we're seeing what the backup QBs are doing. I think a lot of people are going to look at his film this year. Next year, they're going to look at this film. And he's definitely going to be trade bait, you know. And I'm telling you, remember this, put this in the vault. If Purdy ends up injured next year at any point, right?
Mm-hmm.
He's officially going to be labeled as injury prone. And I think you have to consider trading him off. I think it has to be a consideration. I ain't saying do it.
Right.
But you have to consider it, especially if Mac steps in the following season. Obviously, it's hypotheticals. But if he steps in the following season and it's wins, because at the end of the day, that's all people care about, wins. You gotta just step away from this, man, and move forward. So I think Mac should remain the starter as long as he's healthy. I don't think you should even consider Brock. I think we should just lay that to rest. What do you guys think?
Appreciate the call, Goo. I mean,
if we were close to that, don't you think the Niners would be so real?
No,
and maybe they don't know. You don't think so, Stoney?
No, I actually don't.
I mean, because the natural part of this, and we can, I mean, Deion Sanders, this crippled him at the end, this turf toe and the Burrow and Willis, it's real. So if they didn't think he was coming back, they could naturally just let this play out like it is and Kyle do what he did yesterday, saying there's nothing to see here, and I believe it. But there's a part of this story of Brock's return that I feel like Niner fans might be uncomfortable with. But, Stoney, I don't know when I picked this up, but the dirty little secret again is, okay, let's say Purdy comes back. What's his play going to be like? If his play is what it was in Jacksonville, do you need to see four quarters and then you go back? So I guess I'm calling Mac Jones Freddy Krueger or Jason because he won't be dead in regard to a scenario to where he gives the keys back naturally. Brock's ready to go. But what if Brock is subpar because of this injury? How long does he have before Kyle and John got to get together and be like, we got to, hey, that's not the real you. We need the keys back. Like, that's happened before in life in the NFL.
I would tend to agree with you. Look, if Brock Purdy comes back Sunday against the Rams.
Oh, we are watching everything he does.
They better make the playoffs. Like, they better make the playoffs if Brock Purdy comes back Sunday and is the quarterback for the next 5 weeks. Like, they can't go 1-4.
Right.
At that point. They
wouldn't. But
2-3 would be the bare minimum. But I think that's the biggest issue. Not necessarily the pressure on Brock Purdy, because he's a starting quarterback in the NFL. I mean, he's going to feel pressure. But
to keep it going.
And he better. Like, that, I think the worst case scenario to me is, oh, you bring Brock back and you're 6-3, and the next thing you know, you look and you're 7-7.
No, that would be oh, man.
Like, then what are we doing? Yeah. So I do think Kyle Shanahan is going to play this one, like, conservative with Brock Purdy. You're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ FM and HD1 San Francisco, an Odyssey sports station, always live on the free Odyssey app, now broadcasting from the Laughing Monk Studios. Coming up in a half hour, we got Odyssey NFL insider Ross Tucker. He joins us every other Tuesday. Looking forward to talking to him. And let's go to Anthony in the city. What's up, Anthony? How you doing, man?
Hey, fellas, I'm doing all right. I just found parking, so I'm doing great.
Nice.
What I want to say is that you guys mentioned that Brock Purdy hasn't practiced. If he hasn't practiced, then I don't want him in the field because I don't know, you know, if he's connected with the guys that are playing now. I know Mac is, like with Bourne. So I would need to know for a fact that Purdy's been practicing for at least 2 to 3 weeks and he's looking good in practice to put him out there. I don't want to just put him out there just because he's feeling well, and that's it for me.
Appreciate it. I'm kind of with you there.
But he won't get to this. What I hate about that scenario is he's not going to get tackled in practice. So that's a big part of, to me, the toe and what happens at the bottom of the scrums, right, Stoney? So you could practice all day, every day, but you're going to remain upright. What about when you get tackled? And I don't think whenever that day does come, he comes back, he'll know the answer to that until it's a live game.
I mean, a kind of chicken or the egg. It's like, if he's not healthy, he's going to get tackled. If he's healthy, he may be able to scamper his way to less contact, if you know what I mean. Yeah. But the reason I think this is a pivotal game is because it is.
Yeah.
But also, if Mac Jones quarterbacks this game and you win it, I mean, to me, now...
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Sure, Kyle Shanahan can go back to Brock Purdy. But if like, this is where I'd say, if Mac Jones wins against the Rams and the offense looks pretty good, I dare you to go back to Purdy in
wow,
a way.
Matt.
You know what I mean? Like, I dare you. Not that he wouldn't, but like, man, that would be the commitment to Brock Purdy.
Okay, and I think is real.
And I have trouble thinking that's a possibility. That's all I'm saying. He can't. Mac Jones can't be 6-2 as a starter, and you go back to Brock Purdy. I do kind of think like he could. Of course, he could.
All right,
but that would be risky. I think.
What part would you?
The part about then you bring back Brock. And he better be good.
So is Matt getting, in your mind, the short end of the stick? Do you feel like because of what he's done, if he were somehow to get to 6-2, how dare you take it away from him?
Yeah.
Because it is a team game, and Brock's going to be able to hand off
McCaffrey. Go ahead and put Purdy back in.
And
at 7-3.
Like, yeah,
go ahead. And how do you think that's going to go over?
Wow. But I'm the coach. I can't.
But you know, I can't be a slave to that.
We got to make decisions.
No, he's going to make them, but we can talk about what the reaction's going to be.
You know what, Stoney, and hey, we're speculating, but the bottom line is that caller has me thinking, I mean, when was the last video you saw Brock dropping back 3-5-step drop and just letting it fly? So if we don't see that tomorrow or third, there's no way he's playing. Like, you know what I mean? It's been a while, a minute.
Yep, I know. But the other thing is all right. Let's go through the scenarios.
Yes.
Mac Jones plays. They win. How the hell are you taking him out of the starting lineup at that point? Okay, Mac Jones plays. The 49ers lose. Okay, boom. Now we're going back to Purdy.
Okay. All right.
And in a way, that's what I would bet on. But okay, Brock Purdy quarterbacks. He wins against the Rams, then there's nothing to see here.
It's a great day.
But if Purdy comes back and doesn't look good against the Rams, now you got an issue.
Yeah, and phones will be lit up.
And that's why I think you're right and people are right. If I had to bet right now, I think Mac Jones is going to start.
And you got me thinking now with that, and I kind of feel that way. And you guys can say, Goo, it doesn't mean nothing. He's just doing his job, Mac Jones, and he's filling in for the starter until further notice. But, Matt, if I were to tell you, and Evan talked about it in the green room, all of us, you know I think highly of the Rams. And if Mac was to beat them twice, would that be, as crazy as this sounds, people, extra credit in Kyle's mind, the fact that you quarterbacked this team twice to beating the Rams?
No, it's just a matter of they're 6-2 with him. He's just winning. Scotty's in Marin. What's up, Scott? How you doing?
Hey, good morning, fellas.
Yes, sir.
You know, I gotta say something here. There's a lot of disrespect for Brock Purdy, and it just never stopped. I mean, if he was a first-round draft pick, nobody would be talking about him like this. This is still the stigma of being the last pick in the draft. It's going to follow him his entire career, apparently.
You think?
He's 25 years old, been to two NFC championship games and a Super Bowl. And he is magnitudes better than Mac Jones. I don't get this. It's not just the fact that he's more mobile. He makes plays off schedule. Look at the best quarterbacks in the league. Now, you look at Mahomes, Allen, all the guys, all the ones that take their teams to the promised land can make off-schedule plays out of the pocket.
Hey, let me ask you this. Let me ask you this.
The last Ran game.
Yeah, I got to jump in. I just want to, because I'm feeling you. But where do you think the disrespect is coming from? Because right now, no decision's been made. You just feel like we're taking calls or what we're saying. Like, where's the disrespect to Brock?
The disrespect is coming that, if he beats the Rams,
okay,
he's going to save the quarterback.
All right.
Now, listen, there's two things that can be true also. I don't play him unless he's 100% healthy. But if he's 100% healthy, is not even a question. It's the simplest decision in mankind. I don't care if Mac Jones beats the Rams this Sunday or not. You need the skills that Brock Purdy has at the quarterback position. Brock has been the best quarterback since Steve Young in a 49er uniform. So I you appreciate everything Mac Jones has done. But if he makes it out alive against the Rams this Sunday, I'd be surprised. He took a beating the last time. So, and that's because he just can't. He doesn't have the mobility. And with this offensive line, it's a crap. I don't believe Mac Jones would survive this season anyway. Behind this line, but I'm just saying. I think he deserves a little more respect. That he's the guy. Right. They paid him for a reason.
Gotcha, Scott. I mean, here's the only
95-7 the game.
Niners.
Well, it is trade deadline day, and we have seen the New York Jets sell one piece, Sauce Gardner, to the Indianapolis Colts.
Man.
Followed up per Tom Pelissero of the NFL Network, they are trading Quinnen Williams to the Dallas Cowboys for a first-round pick.
What? Oh, my. Stop it. There's no way. Like, no. Even Dibs told us yesterday he wasn't going anywhere. Evan, wow.
Yeah,
I wasn't expecting that, Steiny. Man.
So that, if I'm not mistaken, that's five first-rounders for the Jets in the next 2 years.
Yeah, wow. Good call. Man.
Wow. And they still got the 49ers guy, Jermaine Johnson, out there, right?
Boy, and Chubb.
Ain't getting a first for him.
Dude, wow. I thought the Niners had pulled the trigger or something. Man.
Why would the Cowboys? I mean, think about this for a minute.
Did you not watch the game
last
night?
Yes, I did. No, but hold on a second. Hold on. This is what I'm talking about.
I spit my drink out.
49ers are 6-3, and we're like, I don't know. I don't know if they should, quote unquote, go for it. Cowboys are what, 3-5-1?
Right, but the Niner things, to me, I don't want to call it a quandary, Steiny, is – you know, behind closed doors, how the staying power. Do you think Lynch and Kyle right now think they can win it as is? And that's the beauty
of
sports.
Question.
Maybe they don't even know their answer yet, but nobody in their right mind would have this team. And again, I know Ross is coming up 6-3. Like, Steiny, I think that's the most impressive feat through week 9 and you going into week 10.
I mean,
Evan, is that as ludicrous as it's cut? Like, Indianapolis, great story. They're healthy. The Niners are not a morgue. They're losing guys like flies.
I do think the Quinnen Williams deal is the one a lot of Niners fans were thinking about because he's under contract for multiple years. So you're not just trading for a guy for this season. You're getting assets that help you in the future.
Wow.
Would you have given up a number one for him if you were the 49ers?
I would have.
I would have seriously considered it.
Yeah. Okay.
I would have, Steiny.
I would have with a real eye toward next year.
Yeah,
obviously.
And that's probably what they might be doing.
Right, Right.
So do you expect now John to do John and Kyle? We still got time, a couple hours. But then you're like, what's really out there?
Yeah.
But yeah, Dibbs talked about Williams yesterday, and he's like, "Goo, I don't think he's going anywhere." And I was with him, but wow.
All right, 888-957-9570 is the number. Trading deadline is at 1 o'clock, and so that means we're under the two-hour mark. You just heard Evan jump in here and say Quinnen Williams has been traded to the Dallas Cowboys for a, looked like a 2026 first-round pick, if I'm not mistaken.
Imagine if he was playing with Micah.
Well, Micah's playing for the Packers, I believe.
I understand.
I'm not mistaken. He was traded a little bit earlier. But what about pairing him with that guy you got for the Packers that nobody knows who he is?
Clark.
Yeah. Clark. Clark and Williams, baby. All right. We'll get back to the Niners. On the other side, I see a lot of calls, and you just heard the Cowboys have made a move. Seahawks have made a move. Rams have made a move. No. Oh, well, Rams made a move last week.
Yeah. They got McCurry.
Who am I thinking of? Who got
We got, you named them all.
Baltimore got a
Saints got a they traded.
Baltimore got a defensive end or outside linebacker. Mm-hmm. I thought there was one other team. I'm sure there was. All right. Let me see here. What's coming up on the game is brought to you by Fremont
Eagles
Bank.
Got Phillips.
That's the guy. Yeah. That's the guy. Thank you. So we got Ross Tucker coming up at 11:30. Before then, we'll take all your calls. Trade deadline, less than 2 hours to go. We'll see if John Lynch and Kyle Shanahan pull the string. What's coming up on the game is brought to you by Fremont Bank. Here for you, here for good.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.